a glow-worthy meditation, remembering love. Take a moment to find your breath, to feel your heart, and to attune to the realest version of you, the sincere you, the vulnerable you, the you that holds both light and dark, the spark of your personality that those who truly love you see. Feel the weight of your body like a gift, pulling you down into this moment, here and now. Feel the weight of your body like a gift, pulling you down into this moment, here and now. Attune to your breath. Notice the rise and fall of the inhale and exhale. Feeling the gentle pause at the top of the inhale, the bottom of the exhale. Follow every millimeter of the breath as if it mattered, as if the breath were enough. Relax more and more deeply into accepting every aspect of this moment, inner and outer. Now, sense your attention moving down your body into the earth like a golden cord or a waterfall moving down the back of your body. Breathe for a few more minutes, continuing to move your attention down your body into the earth. Relax more and more deeply into accepting every aspect of the moment, inner and outer, moving the attention down your body and into the earth like a golden cord or a waterfall moving down the back of your body. Dropping in the fullness of who you are. Let your eyes soften and become even more receptive. Dropping down more, let the heart soften and become even more receptive. Let your belly soften and become even more receptive. Let your legs soften and fully release into the ground. Feel you meeting you in all of your beautiful and broken parts, all of your wanted and unwanted parts. This presence is behind the persona that you present to the world, as well as the scared little girl inside of you that may be ashamed, angry, or scared, the part that wants to hide. You to you, meeting you, you meeting you with love and gentleness. Perhaps at this point you feel a little bit more settled into your body, and I want you to try to remember, and usually it'll come kind of instantly, but just a moment in your life, it may be very recently or a long time ago, where you felt very much in love. make sure not to choose a moment that causes too much pain. Pick more of a pure moment. It might be just the smile or love you have for a child in your life, a pet, a sunset, a moment at work or volunteering, a friendship, a plant that you water, just a time when you felt really of higher service, or a deeply tender moment. It could be those rare moments when we really, really feel loved, really feel seen, or we can see and love someone else really clearly. See that moment very vividly in your mind. Let the memory come, the sensations, the feelings, the textures and images of that moment. When you get that image and feeling, can you feel it? Feel the love in your body that the memory activates. Where do you notice it? Where does it live in your body? What's the memory like? Is it warm? Is it tingling? Does it make you feel a sense of belonging? Does it make you feel big or small, relaxed or very awake? Do you feel glowing or held, expanded? There could even be a touch of nostalgia, or yes, even sadness. That's all welcome. Really feel the memory of the love in your body. Really feel the memory of love in the body. And then you don't need the memory, right? You don't need the image and the memory. You can let the memory go and just feel love in the body. It's in you, actually. Once you've found the love, let go of the memory and simply move into, meditate on the vibration of love. Let yourself become ever more interested and curious about the state of love unfolding in you. The ancients call this laya, the dissolution, the allowing of the ego to be dissolved into pure love. And if you are a human being, what will happen is that you'll start to trip out into future memories, future thoughts, or past memories and thoughts. And so just smile, ring a little bell. I imagine this little tiny, those wind-up monkeys with the cymbals, and that little monkey's just ringing his cymbal, and it makes me laugh and remember that I'm a human. And that I keep bringing up in these meditations, because the moment we catch ourselves in thinking and we come back to feeling and we come back to the body and we come back to the intention and back to the energy and back to the love or back to the pain, whatever is here, that's actually the portal through which we wake up. That's the ignition of buddhi, this mind of the Buddha. So it's a cause for celebration when you notice what a thinking little monkey you are. Yay! Return back to, if you need it, the memory of love. And then the feeling of love. Memory of love. Feeling of love. I always think about my little nephew Jack. He's so funny and so sweet and so naughty all at once. And I see his little face in my mind and I feel the love, right? He does not always please me, right? Those of you that are moms, but you just love them. Or I think about my dog, or I think about this apple tree in the backyard, like whatever it is, just remember. And then let go of the memory, feel it. And then this is a very advanced practice. You go in, dive into the love, let it surround you on all sides. Let the love start to excavate you. Let it dissolve the fear that all of us walk around with. Let it dissolve the grudge you're holding on your friend. Let it resolve the walls you've built around your heart. Let love consume you so that what remains is who you really are, your true face.